I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Rohingya refugees living in the U.S. and Europe have sued Facebook for $150 billion. They say the platform allowed hate speech against them to spread in Myanmar in 2017, leading to thousands of deaths. Bruce Allen with FMI says the plight of about a million Rohingya is an ongoing disaster.
Just this week, 1,000 little shanty shops that these refugees have set up in order to do business, to buy food, whatever, have gotten bulldozed by the Bangladeshi government. Now, the Bangladeshi government was saying these shops were illegal, and perhaps they truly were, but it's what these refugees were relying on in terms of access to household items. Bangladesh says they set this island up for about 100,000 people.
Pray for ministry teams working in the region as they respond to the ongoing needs. And if you're like me, you're probably doing some last-minute Christmas shopping. Not sure of what to buy for somebody on your list? Well, check out Wycliffe USA's gift catalog. Sustained Giving Director Pixie Christensen says, because people give to the Rwandan Sign Language Project, men like Muhir find new purpose.
He suffered such shame and isolation, being deaf and not being able to understand what was said in churches. He lost his hearing, actually, during the years of violence in Rwanda. It was a tough row for him. He got a job as translator for the Rwandan Sign Language Project, and he started realizing how much God loved him. His whole life changed.
We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.